Sports. I'm David Schuster. Another busy day, and we start in the NBA, where DeMar DeRozan scored 36 points as Chicago defeated Milwaukee 118-113, just 2 days after also beating Boston.
These are results, you know, we could get, you know, and but we got to come ready every single game. You know, these last two games, kids, top teams in the NBA, you know, shows that we could do it.
Speaking of Boston, they rebounded by beating Dallas 125-112 with Jaylen Brown notching 31 points.
You know, sprinting back on defense, not letting them get easy baskets. Their team kind of got it going a little bit. So, you know, just weathering the storm. You know, it's a game of runs. NBA is hard to win.
Turning to hockey, and New Jersey's 13-game win streak came to an end as Mark Giordano and Toronto prevailed 2-1.
I think we've played them well twice now. I think, obviously, tonight, a lot of momentum. You can see they played with a lot of confidence here. I thought even more so than when we played them in Toronto. But, yeah, of course, team wins 13 in a row. For you to be able to beat them in regulation, it feels good.
At Washington, the great Alex Ovechkin notched the game-winning goal in overtime as the Capitals defeated Philadelphia 3-2.
It's important 2 points. I think we was, how you said, we were struggling. It was in hard position, but, it's a good thing. Like, we battled through it and get it 2 points.
To the NFL, and New York Jet coach Robert Saleh has decided to bench Zach Wilson, replacing him with Mike White.
Zach's career here is not over. I know that's going to be the narrative. I know that's what everybody wants to shout out, and that's not even close to the case. The intent, the full intent, is to make sure Zach gets back on the football field at some point this year. When that is, I'll make that decision. I'm going to take it day to day.
Houston is switching quarterbacks also, with Davis Mills taking over. Baseball news, Phillies outfielder Bryce Harper had elbow surgery. He's out until mid-July. And soccer, another major upset at the World Cup, this time Japan 2-1 over Germany. I'm David Schuster, AP Sports.